Howdy. Just the other night, I watched Donald Trump and his running mate being interviewed by a fella on Fox News, and they were talking about drugs and the people that die every year in America. More than 300,000 people. And Trump said, we're going after them. We're going after the cartels. We're going after the drug dealers in Mexico. How are you going to do that? He said he's going to do it. And he said, hey, you know what? The death penalty. China has it. Singapore has it, other countries have it, the death penalty for dealing drugs, and we're going to put them down and we're going to kill them. Let me add to that, the ones doing fentanyl that's really killing a lot of people and knocking them off, shoot them twice. Just sharing with you, that's a good thought. Al, civil unrest, is that the most predictable crisis that's coming to America? It could be. Many people talk about it. I haven't so much because I don't know that I have an opinion. I'm hopeful that it won't happen, but I also say make sure you have a couple of guns, right? And keep your wits about you. Here's a fellow by the name of Brandon Smith. He says, for the past 6 months, I've been writing about this clear uptick in Civil War rhetoric within the establishment in the U.S. of A. I mean, the bottom line is that no matter who ends up in the White House in 2025, there will be mass violence. Most of the violence will be reserved for the possibility of Donald Trump's return. Is that true? Can that happen? Can it be true? We hope not. Wow, anything is possible. There's a lot of crazy out there. We can only hope that the crazy kind of gets a grip. Maybe if we get the cartel out of the way and all that drug stuff, the craziness will go down a little bit. Do you think? Hey, we'll see. No more excuses. That's coming from Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. He says, hey, I'm doing this because I'm mad now. And so he issued this executive order that targets homeless encampments. No more tents. The tents got to come down and the people got to smarten up. Why is he doing that now? Because I don't think he believes it. He's been part of this. He's been one of the engineers with all of his craziness, all those crazy socialist laws that he's put into place in California. Now all of a sudden he's saying, we can't have tents everywhere. Do you think maybe he's clearing the deck a little bit so he can be the vice president? Maybe, just maybe. I'll swing to Canada. You want to talk about leftism and crazyism? You got it there. You really do. It's unbelievable what that prime mistake has done to that country. And now they actually believe their stuff. They're drinking their own whiskey. They actually think they do good things. I mean, here's a brochure that was in everybody's mailbox. And a viewer sent it to me. This, I think, was in Victoria. And he's a sitting member of parliament. And he's still advertising because he knows the election's coming up within a year or so. And he, of course, wants to keep his job with the big pay and the cha-cha. Here's what he wrote. We make life more affordable and we support our communities than anyone else. Of course, we're going to invest more. And by 2026, we're going to have child care spaces across the entire nation for $10 a day. Doesn't say, of course, where's that money coming from? Who's paying the teachers and the aides? Somebody is. Your taxes have to go up because those people are not taking their wages down to $10 a day. That's not happening. In any event, that's what he says. $10 a day, so we're famous for that. In addition, we're going to expand the reach of the Canadian Student Loan Forgiveness Program. We're going to forgive, cancel, delete money that is owed to you, the taxpayer, from educators, dentists, pharmacists, social workers, psychologists, people that are out there making money now. They got there because they borrowed the money from Canadian citizens, and they're saying, they're bragging, we're going to expand the reach to cancel said loans. And number three, we're going to launch a new Canadian disability benefit. I think they already have a good one, but they're going to launch another one. The word launch frightens me a little bit. They're going to create a national school food program. They want to feed all of the children. You parents have no choice anymore with regard to the gender of your child and so many other things. The discipline thing has gone away. You can't even fail in school. Truly, you can't fail in Canada. They don't sing God Save the King. They don't sing Oh Canada, nothing. They talk about Indians in the morning and they get free food and $10 daycare. Can you believe this? They're going to create that. Lastly, on this list at least, they're going to create a national pharmacare program to provide no-cost prescription medications. Again, no cost, nothing's free. Who's paying all of this? Somebody. I know who. You, the taxpayer. There is another page here. They're going to increase grant funding. They're going to have an interest-free student loan to people who don't want to work much. At $300 a week, they're going to deliver $93 billion of economic investment tax credits. Is this starting to sound like Venezuela in the making? I kind of think so. They're going to invest to close infrastructure and housing gaps with Indian people. I don't care about you white folk or anyone else. They're going to invest to close infrastructure and housing gaps with Indians. Okay, so red tape. Hey, we'll cancel the red tape. You all can just go build a house. And by the way, we'll pay for the house for you as well. Prejudice. racial stuff? Do you think? Of course it is. Liberals, you know what? They need a, I don't know, they need a wake-up slap is what they need, because they just continue being themselves and it's just not nice. I got something else here for you. Here it is. Here it is. Oh, I know what it is. I got to tell you this story. It kind of isn't very nice, but it happened because of the, I don't know, you got to judge what happens by the backdrop of when it's happening. I happened to be with a bunch of women, all Canadian women, and they were talking about abortion. They're all in favor of abortion, but they were aggressive. They're angry. How dare you have another opinion? And they went on and on. So I argued with them a little bit, and they were very angry at me. And I said, okay, let me get this straight. So you believe in abortion for everyone. Anyone can have an abortion at any time. Is that correct? And I said, yes. So I said, I think I'm going to agree. You know what? Margaret Trudeau, she should have had an abortion. Wow. You should have said, I said, whoa. I guess that was a bad thing to say, but we're talking about all this stuff in very graphic ways. And I throw that in with a little bit of, you know, tongue-in-cheek stuff. But the pushback, they left. I was all alone at the table and I was called some bad things. Sign language is going on as well. Hey, I guess I'll start keeping all that stuff to myself. See ya.